This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What's that? Taxi driver? Ah, yeah, cool. And, shower head, big knife. Is that Psycho? Okay. Dancing lady. Are those wolves? Dances with wolves? They kind of look more like foxes. Or a hedgehog. Okay, what's this? A radio, another wolf slash fox, and lots of people. Radio Fox Group, Radio Wolf Bunch, Radio Wolf Gang, Radio Wolf Gang emoji title, I love it. Smiley love heart eyes, winky kiss.
Hello, this is Radio Wolf. Yeah, we're back on the air. The gold's down, but we don't care. We're mobile now, we're everywhere. Yeah, Radio Wolf is back on the air.
Right, it's that time again to tell everybody exactly what's happening. Our very own super lover, Ivor Manley, is using a mathematical formula to find love. I mean, what better way to find love? So what he has to do, he has to take a sample of three dates as a control. He must now go on more dates until he has a date that's as good as or better than his control date. Pretty simple, right? So, Ive, I can't believe it. We are five dates in.
Yes, we are.
So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I think I've had a good experience so far. So now I'm just kind of curious to see if this equation's working.
We've got our control, and your favourite date so far is still the Australian lady.
Yes.
So we've only got a few more dates to find someone who's either as good or better than her.
Yeah.
And if we don't, we haven't found you love, have we?
No, we failed.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about the last couple of dates? We had table tennis.
Yeah.
Where you were comprehensively beaten by a young lady. And then we moved on to Don Le Noir. You had a lady who kept you waiting for 40 minutes, which is a bit of a nightmare. Made you look like a weirdo.
That wasn't fun.
But it sounded like quite an exciting date. It was a good experience.
Yeah.
She seemed to enjoy it. You seemed to enjoy it.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. But just didn't quite hit the mark, right?
She didn't hit those dizzy heights, but she was a lovely girl.
Where are we going next?
We are going to go... Oh, pottery.
Pottery! Great delivery on our pottery, mate.
No, so we're going to be following Patrick Swayze's footsteps and we're going to head to a pottery class.
Is this something you wanted to do?
I did a bit. I did some good art back at school. I mean, I killed it out there, but pottery was not my strong suit.
So it's aprons on and hands in the slip and pottery. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Rob. We're at Hackney City Farm Pottery. Be delicate about things. Don't try and make a great big monster pot or something. Do something kind of thoughtful.
So I should start small?
Not too small, just medium. Something without trying but looks good.
Do you think pottery can be romantic?
It can be romantic if you make like things covered in hearts. How can it not be? Also, it's permanent. A piece of pottery will last thousands of years, possibly in bits, but the bits will last thousands of years. And it's an eternal statement, isn't it?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Stop there. So you've managed to give, from what I can hear, two nice kisses on the cheek, I hope.
Yeah.
Well done. You know what? I'm going to applaud
Thank
that.
You.
Well done, Ive. Well done.
Yes, Ivor.
Yeah. What?
This way.
Cool, this way.
I spoke too soon. So you've fallen to pieces. Oh, my God.
Still last thousands of years.
The tables are like really low. I feel like I'm at primary school again
a
bit.
Yeah, teeny tiny chair.
Yeah.
Would you like a teeny tiny chair? I'll probably look pretty ridiculous next to the table.
Giant person.
Yeah.
I think the last thing I made was in our sitting room at home for ages, and then my mum accidentally knocked it over because I think it had been, yeah.
What are you going to make?
I don't know. I thought I was going to... felt like it starts with, like, a jug.
Jug?
I don't even know. Like I hardly remember where to start.
So. I think I might have once made an egg cup.
Yeah?
I don't have an egg cup. Maybe an egg cup would be good.
Maybe we should compete to see who can make the best egg cup. I'm kind of conscious of how unconscious I've become when I've got dirt on my hands and I'm just going to start scratching my face.
I thought you've got a little
I've already got some on there, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you started very, like, big.
Yeah, I did.
It's
I think I was quite ambitious.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah. I feel very floppy.
Could be an olive dish. I do like olives. I even had a dream about going to the fridge and eating some olives yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Whoa. Wow, you cool story broed her.
You know, when I did that, I was like, that was such a bad move.
I could hear that you wanted to reverse out of that as soon as you said it. Ivor, you cheeky bastard.
I know, I felt really bad. I was like, I've got to be super nice now. I can't do this again. That's a really bad move.
Do you know what you sounded like? Like a really naughty little school kid. Who was like chuckling away with the most horrible kind of disgusting laugh. Like,
that's rich.
There is kind of some context behind it.
No, I feel like that's kind of...
Basically, I think the reason behind the dream was...
So I don't want you to feel like you have to justify it to me.
Maybe you'd do better if you had, like, a little wheel
you
can do the...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, that famous scene in Ghost.
I haven't seen Ghost.
Oh, really?
Have you seen it?
Ages ago.
I feel like I should watch it after.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's an all right film. I mean, it's classic. It's classic
Swayze.
Yeah.
Is he, like... Is it the ghost behind him?
No, he... I don't want to give too much away, but it's the main plot because he gets killed at the beginning.
I'm just trying to figure out why you're a little bit laid back.
I'm wondering if this is actually working. I'm feeling a bit complacent and just I can't fully invest myself in the date, perhaps.
So maybe you're kind of a bit tired of all the dating.
Yeah, perhaps.
Did you say you're a tidy person?
A tidy person. I sort of go through phases. Like, I think I like my room when it's tidy.
Yeah.
Are you a tidy person?
Not really, but like I do. Like I kind of have to be extremely tidy or really messy. But I'm not like an in between. Mm. Like, so the other day I got rid. This is a real good story, by the way. So just a warning.
Okay.
It's not. I organised all my shirts like into like. Colour gradients and stuff the other day, and I got the biggest buzz off it.
Where do you expect to get with chat like that?
Sunday night.
It's kind of Saturday night. I'm out and about.
Arranging someone else's shirt.
Yeah. You're nailing it straight off. I feel like I should have started with an egg cup.
Weird. So small.
This has got progressively massive. It's kind of like a pizza pie.
Why have you gone into kind of like your Bronx, New York kind of pizza pie mode?
You're going to find out.
Is a pizza pie like a pizza pie?
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Is it in a song?
Yeah.
What a song?
I'm not going to sing.
but I feel like I have to.
I can hear you are dying to sing at this point.
I'm not dying to
that
sing.
That is so disgusting.
I'm dying not to sing.
I've really... Why don't you just say you want to sing?
I just don't know which song it is. I can't quite picture it.
It's that one, looks like... What? When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza bite.
Whoa, wait up. I thought you didn't want to sing. The next thing you know, you're bloody singing.
Well, at that point, you can either be really aggressively refusing to sing or you just got to go ahead and sing.
Oh, yeah, right, okay,
it could get weird. I'd already rolled off a good story, mate, and I had to do this to save it.
Yeah, that one? Yeah, yeah. Can you picture it now?
Yeah. You've got a beautiful voice. Are you
Thank
a singer
you.
In the band?
I do like a bit of backing vocals.
Yeah.
I step in, but I couldn't take the full range on that. So I'm kind of embarrassed to take my creations up to the king and be like, will you bake this for me? I mean, your mug, your egg cup. Can I just pretend one of those is mine?
Yeah? Do that? Yeah? No, be proud. I'm proud of what you've done.
And then you can pretend... Maybe you could pretend both of these are yours.
Yeah,
just
you
like
these.
Just like kind of like a team building exercise.
Yeah.
You know?
The difference I can hear immediately between the dates where obviously you've gone out for a drink and the dates that are set up in places where you might be doing an activity. You say hello and then you forego a lot of the small talk.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah. I didn't want to launch straight in. I knew we were gonna be making pots for a while.
Okay, and can I just ask you, how was this girl on text when you were talking to each other?
I didn't actually speak to her before. I kind of went in cold.
Ah, so that's a different experience.
Yeah.
Have I got any more clay over my face yet?
No, it's so good.
No?
What do we do with our board?
How's your pot reunited?
Yeah, good. I mean,
good.
Yeah, we're here till about 11 o'clock at night. You know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're here and here and here till they all get bored and go home.
Yeah.
It can be beyond 12 o'clock.
Like, it was really lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Like, maybe we can do part two sometime, see what happens to the pots.
Paint it all in.
Yeah, exactly.
Make them look beautiful. No.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, some really fun.
Yeah? Cool.
And you're a great potter.
Well, thank you. Wow. You're being very kind. Well, lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Take care.
You take care as well.
Ivor.
Lovely girl, but I guess I just didn't feel the spark.
She seems like a very sweet young lady.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel any chemistry between you two guys.
Yeah. I don't feel like I did.
We're roaring towards the end. We're another date down and we're still looking for love.
We're running out of options, Mark.
We are running out of options. And I feel this whole new thing has been introduced into this experiment, something we didn't think about, which is Tinder fatigue. Do you think it is a real thing? Do you think it's having an effect?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Let's get back in the game. I think I need expert advice, Mark.
No, Wizzy.
Yes, Wizzy.
Where the hell are you going to get expert advice from?
Susan Quilliam.
Susan Quilliam.
Hi, Susan. It's Ivor.
Hello, Ivor. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay, great. So basically, I'm kind of doing this show and kind of trying to
wait
follow
up. You've actually called someone to get some advice.
Yeah, maybe to help me up my game. You know, like get me out of this lull, this slump.
What does Susan Quilliam do?
She is an expert dating coach.
There may be something about the way you are approaching the dates. It may be something about the way you're choosing the people you go on the dates with. How are the people chosen?
Kind of against my intuition. Sometimes went for people that were completely different from the people I went for before.
That's a good move because you can get in a rut.
I understand you've listened to some extracts of my dates.
I have, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And did you think I did anything completely right or did I do anything wrong? Have you got any kind of tips for that?
towards the end of the clips I heard, you were really interacting well. There was a lot of questions and answers and interaction. At the beginning of the clips I heard, the girls were doing all the asking and you were doing all the answering.
Okay.
And the message that gives is, oh, he's not interested in me. He's only interested in himself. Now, I'm not saying that's how you are. A lot of it will be down to nerves.
Yeah.
And a lot of it will be down to, oh, heavens, I have to say things in order to impress her.
Yeah, sure.
But there were loads of opportunities. I mean, Hannah said something about a dream.
I do like olives. I even had a dream about going to the fridge and eating some olives yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
And it could have said, oh, do you remember your dreams? Oh, you know, that's amazing. What was your dream?
Cool story.
She was doing a lot of the asking and a lot of the stroking, a lot of the, oh, that's nice, this is good.
Your beautiful voice. Are you
Thank
a singer
you.
In the band?
I do, like, a bit of backing vocals.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. And what, just as a general point, what do you think about Tinder?
I think there are two dangers. Firstly, that you're going only on physical appearance without the body language.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's the first thing. And the second thing is so much choice that you think, oh, the next one will be even better.
I think a lot of what the problem I find at the moment is kind of rehashing some of the same questions.
You're a professional interviewer. You're doing brilliantly with me. Just
thank
grab
you.
All those skills and bring them across to dates.
Okay, thank you. I think you're a great answerer. Is that me?
Well, sadly, we're a different
back?
Generation, so we can't go on a date either, yeah, but it would have been nice.
That's really helpful advice, Susan. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you think I should add?
I don't think so. I mean, you're clearly highly socially competent. You know, when you relax, you're really, really lovely. So go for it.
Now, you should tell us all what you decided for your seventh date.
So I'd take somebody to participate on the Great British Activity of the Pub Quiz, Mark.
A pub quiz?
Yes.
Right, now, I feel like Ivan Manley would flourish in this environment. A pub quiz, you're very well read. I'm thinking this is going to be good for you, Ivan.
I feel like you're hyping me up too much.
The team at Wolfgang decided to shuffle the pack a little bit this time. So we wanted to do something a little bit different. We got together and we thought what might be quite nice is if they surreptitiously slip me into the venue where you're having your date. I said immediately, I don't want to do it. I was my mate. No, I can't do it. He'll get really angry and he'll freak out. And but they made me do it. And, you know, I really got into it. This is the date where I am spying on you, basically, isn't it?
Hey,
hi.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Okay, how's it going?
I don't know, I'm panicking.
She wanted a hug. You tried to give her a handshake and stabbed her in the ribs, winded her, and she collapsed. I mean, how have you managed that? You're amazing.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
It's an absolute classic. What have you been up to today?
Nothing. I was working on a project for school and then...
For UT?
Not school, uni.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what did you study before you...
I did like music and computing.
Oh, okay.
Which is, it's kind of like a made up subject, really. But it's software programming and then.
Yeah, so like you
music.
Did coding. And
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
So what programs did you use to code? Like Java or C++?
I did a bit.
Hold up. Yeah. Immediately you've bonded on binary, which is great.
When I'm drunk enough, the French in me comes out.
Oh, really? Okay, well, you must drink more. That'll take the heat off me.
Like in French, you say tu me manques, which means like you are missing from me.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, as if like
self-reflexive.
So like it's almost like the other person was like a limb or like an organ that you can't function without, yeah. You know?
mean, you could say it in English if you wanted to.
That you're missing from me.
Yeah.
Then I have to say all those words. It's the same three words, right?
Maybe we're more efficient now.
Right, shit, I've got to build myself up for this. Right, I'm in this. I've got eyes on the target, guys. Well, let me describe the scene, actually. I'm sitting at the bar behind a pillar. The young lady's got her back turned to me. I can see half of Ivor's face. It's the best half. There's a candle. It looks very romantic. He's got one finger up to his ear, and he's doing a lot of head nodding. There's laughter. There's a lot of gesticulation.
Like, you know, have you ever been on Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Like, some words, I'm just like, who comes up with that?
Just folks, they're just making up words on the fly, it's fine.
I mean, I get when there's, like, acronyms. Like, if someone says, like, oh, so did you meet your Tinder date IRL in real life? That makes sense to me. Like, okay, you're just shortening it over text.
Yeah, but then, like, I don't know. If we didn't come up with new words all the time, then we'd still have the same language we had like 500 years ago or something.
But I feel like with this Urban Dictionary, the language is becoming dumber and not more improved.
Okay, you think it should be cleverer?
Yes.
Interesting word to use for the situation. But
not clever at all.
Yeah.
I was getting his skull very close to the candle, which I don't know if we've checked for health and safety, but it might be an issue. People looking at me like I'm a nutter.
Where would be your ideal place to work?
I might have to go back to my home country.
Where's your home country?
My passport is for Pakistan.
Yeah.
But
what's the capital of Pakistan?
Islamabad.
Okay. Is that good? Party scene?
No. Alcohol is actually illegal.
Okay.
You go out and you're on the scene, right?
Sure.
You've ever heard anyone tell you how like gangster Islamabad is when it comes to partying?
No, but I get room to be surprised.
So I've been spotted. The disguise didn't work. Fuck, all that fucking weeks of planning. And he spotted me. I think that's probably because I was sitting by the bar right in front of him. Nice work, genius. Right, get my fucking quiz brain on. Right, I'm going in. Ive's got the pen, he's in control of the pen. He obviously knows I'm here now. He had a little chuckle to himself when he saw me.
In what century was the city of LA officially founded?
16?
The 16th century would mean 1700s. America got independence in 1776. That's not possible.
Looks like the date's offering up a suggestion. Oh, she's actually taken the pen out of his hand. Ivor's got his head in his hands.
All right, so question one again. Question four, what is the name given to the Continental Divide? It was announced that Google will be part of a holding company called...
How's your first pub quiz experience?
Really bad.
She looks a little bit upset. God, she's on her phone.
Could have played dirty.
Huh?
You could have checked.
No.
You happy for me to overwrite your answer on this?
Yeah, of course.
Gonna cross that one out. Okay, not of. I really respect your opinion.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, it's fine.
The quizmaster is now getting. He's plugging something in. And, oh my god, he's put disco lights on. Yes, that's brought a real vibe. He's only whipped out the disco ball, the lunatic. Ive likes it. He's going a bit dizzy.
How are you finding this? Does it make you feel bad?
We're going to fail this entirely.
At this point, I don't feel like it's kicking off vibe-wise.
No. Well, I think anything that was going well is kind of dead in the water. She's not enjoying the quiz.
Okay, so let's assess this. Why is this happening? Maybe it's a mixture of all of these things, but you know, is it because you guys aren't vibesing up like chemistry wise? Is it because you're sitting in an environment where you're not allowed to speak and you're arguing about questions? Is it because of the Tinder fatigue? Is it all of the above? What do you think?
I think again, it's just the perfect storm.
Would you do a pub quiz again after this?
No.
So I've sworn you off pub quiz.
Yes. No, I think one of my friends wanted to call me up for something, and I've been like ignoring her call for a while.
So. Or if you want.
Can I just say Ivor's date has walked out of the pub quiz. I don't know if she's bounced or if she's going home or if she's going to be back. It remains to be seen.
Maybe I should go in there and say hello. Ivor, you legend, get off your phone. How's it going?
What, the quiz or the date? not easier for you. What, looking up and seeing you stick your tongue out?
I don't think she's into the quiz vibe so far.
She's not?
No.
Good luck, son.
Thanks. See, my view of the pub quiz is that it's something that includes everybody, but I worry now that it's not.
You want to leave?
So one of your rounds was six questions.
Should we leave?
We
haven't done any of them. No. Okay. Do you want to see if we've won or not?
No.
Couldn't be bothered.
Okay. We're out. We didn't do well at all.
we're
bad losers.
Okay, thank you so much.
No worries.
Bye.
Did you have a right time?
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry about the pub quiz day.
Don't worry about it. It went okay, yeah. Better than expected. The pub quiz was my first in ever, so... No, he's kind of quiet.
Do you think you'd see him again, or do you think it's...
Oh, she bounced.
So that wasn't lucky number seven, was it, Ive, mate?
No.
No, that didn't go so well.
No, it did not.
I feel like we've been struggling on the last two dates.
Yeah, this is a bit of a lull.
There is a bit of a lull. Do you know what? I'm going to file this under Tinder fatigue, dude.
Yeah. I need to get back in the game. Running out of options, Mark. Tinderella was brought to you by Radio Wolfgang, featuring Mark Hughes and me, Ivan Manley. It was exec produced by Ellie DiMartino, series produced by Harry Watson. The assistant producer and sound designer was Natalia Rodriguez. This episode was produced and edited by Claire Crofton. Again, a big thank you to all the girls who agreed to go out on a date with me, as well as Rob at Hackney City Farm Pottery and the Sculpt Head in Hackney for hosting the dates. The final instalment of Tinderella is available on the Wolfgang app, which you can download from the App Store now.